so heartless? How could you be so cold as the winter wind when it breeze, yo? Just remember that you talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into. Ayo, I know what some things that you ain't told me. Ayo, I did some things, but that's the old me. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, well, I got homies. But in the end, it's still so lonely. In the night, I hear him talk.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. Good evening and good morning if you're that kind of person. But we're back. This is our show.
Yo, what's up? Yo, what's up? It's Bossy.
Yeah, we're here. So, for those returning listeners, thank you for joining us again. And for those new listeners, welcome to our show. So, usually we'll have some sort of theme going on. Last week was Kendrick. The week before that was Atlanta, where we both come in with some playlist and show each other some new songs. And we thought it would be appropriate for this week to show off some new up-and-coming artists. With the release of the XXL freshman class list. So both of us have come prepared. We made a list of artists who each of us would vote for if we had to make the list, right?
Yeah.
So this is going to be more of a kind of a discussion show. Like, we're going to go through our list, kind of talk about the artists, what's going on with them, how they fit into the scene, our opinions on them, etc. So I'm going to start with my playlist of my songs, but we're going to introduce our list first. So do you want me to share mine, or you want to share yours first?
I can share mine first.
All right.
So if I had to pick the artists that I think are, just my favorite out of the list that came out, these are in no particular order.
Yeah.
Just going through the list, I just picked out the names that, like, I thought, the music I knew the most and, like, the ones I most resonated with. I said Cousin Stiz. I said Block Boy.
Block Boy JB.
Sorry. That's the wrong one.
Oh, you're gonna get the first draft of your list. Yeah, it's all good. All
right, so actual list is Famous Dex.
Okay.
Young Nudie, Gunna, Sir, Jid, Ski Master Slump God, Maxo Cream, Cousin Stiz. I put Uno the Activist and Thousand Band Fani in one because
they're like kind of like a pair,
they're
right?
They're kind of like a pair, and they make really similar music.
Okay. How many? Wait, what number was that?
That was 9.
Okay.
And then the last one I have, Ballet, who's, I think, is like a really interesting, like, up and comer. He just got signed to Good Music.
Cool.
So I think.
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar. So, like, a lot of these people, I'm sure, like, the people listening will not be familiar with. Like, I already don't know some of these people. I'm sure, like, you don't know some of the people on my list. No. So, like, just the point of it is we're just introducing people. So, I'll read my list. We have, like, some people in common. So, also with mine, it's in no particular order. I just kind of, like, went through the list. First people I saw that I, like, was familiar with, I put, and then so on. First one, Cousin Stiz, also. That's also on your list. The second one I have is Duckworth. Next is IDK. He also goes by JIDK in some of his songs, but, like, officially it's IDK, so that's why I put. And then 4 is JID, a.k.a. Jid. We played on this show before. We played some of his songs. Maxo Cream is another repeating artist. That's the next one. Also, Ski Mask Slump God. who's like another one that we both have. We're both obviously big fans of. We've talked about on here before, so we'll get into him more definitely. Loot, who's a Dreamville signee, I put him on there. Boogie, who's also, I didn't really know about him, but like I've actually we've like uncovered him before, like repetitively, so it kind of like stuck in my mind. It's different from A Boogie. I don't know why Boogie is like such a common name for rappers or whatever. And then number nine is LeJon Slim. He's a Broward rapper, so I gotta, you know, represent where I'm from, of course. And then my 10th spot is this rapper named Malibu Mitch. It's a female rapper. I wanted to represent, you know, women on there. It's not really usually represented on all these lists. So I wanted to put this Bronx rapper on there. So that's my list, and I think it's pretty good. The thing is, like, these are very like, our lists are very opinionated, so you might like disagree with people on there. You might like, but this is just like for our like personal. And right now, yeah, go ahead.
The other thing is just like, you know, there's just so many artists that we can't, you know, we can't expect to listen to all of them. So like each of these lists are kind of based on what we've listened to, as well as like we both tried to like listen to new artists. So I think like, for example, like, do you know Malibu Mitch before?
No, I didn't. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, just even looking at this list, like trying to find, like, you know, make a justified decision on who I should put on my list, I was like discovering new music. So that's like the cool part of it, you know. And I'm always trying to stay updated. I always feel like I'm being like left behind with what's the next big trend for music. So, you know, I gotta stay updated. Gotta stay youthful. Feel me? Yeah. So this is Cousin Stiz playing right now. I'll let you listen to it for a little bit, and then the next song I'm gonna play is a Duckworth song. It's called Tamagotchi. So I'll let this play out a little bit, and then go to the Duckworth song. Crush on stairs, best believe I'ma snatch your throat. But who you know from out here, your name ain't ringing no bells, boy. Who you know from out here, your name ain't ringing no bells, boy. Who you know, who you know, boy. We be posted out here, we slanging, zanging them sales, boy. Tattoos on the body, I got a Justin Gianni. Nighttime sloppy top, in the morning she bust Pilates. Rocks all in the socks back then when I was on the trolley. Trying to push Ferraris and move up to Bugattis. Hey, you ain't gotta ask, cause you know my section rowdy. I ain't gotta blast, cause you know my hood around me. Running from the past, man, I know that shit got cloudy. Cash all in the stash when we load, duck and count. But who you know from out here, your name ain't ringing no bells, boy. Who you know from out here, your name ain't ringing no bells, boy. Who you know from out here, your name ain't ringing no bells, boy. We be posted out here, we slanging, zanging them sales, boy. Who you know from out here, your name ain't ringing no bells, boy. Who you know from out here, your name ain't ringing no bells, boy. Who you know from out here, your name ain't ringing no bells, boy. We be posted out here, we slanging, zanging them sales, boy. Boy. What? We be posted out here, we slangin', zangin' them sales, boy.
Can I rap real quick? Yeah, okay. Tamagotchi, Tamagotchi. I ran this shit like who could stop me? I ran this shit like who could stop me? I ran this shit like who could stop me? Tamagotchi, Tamagotchi. I ran this shit like who could stop me? I ran this shit like who could stop me? I ran this shit like who could stop me? Tamagotchi, Tamagotchi. I ran this shit like who could stop me? I ran this shit like who could stop me? I ran this shit like Tamagotchi, Tamagotchi. I ran this shit like who could stop me? I ran this shit like who could stop me? I ran this shit like who could stop me?
I sold my soul to Illuminati for a white chick in a new Ferrari.
Wait,
JK, I am hardly the type to sell my soul for money. Don't mean I ain't trying to bargain. I keep my enemies in the office. I give them all the dirty work and keep the profit. I ran this shit like Tamagotchi.
Hold on, wait,
with a bougie mommies. Run up your shit with a Uzi mommy, like, take a poodle in your purse and your Gucci mommy, like,
hold on, wait,
What? Your girl looks sorry. My girl look clean as a new Ferrari. But the doors go up like, and if you decide to come through with your weak ass crew, I'ma run that. I'ma run that. Big boy, I'ma run that. Good girl, I'ma run that. Little nigga, I'ma run that. Good girl, I'ma run that. Little nigga, I'ma run that. Big boy, I'ma run that. I run this shit like Tamagotchi. I run this shit like Tamagotchi. I run this shit like Tamagotchi. I run this shit, ain't no way to stop me. I run this shit like Tamagotchi. I run this shit like Tamagotchi. I run this shit like Tamagotchi. I run this shit. Hold on. Blah, 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 blah. That's that shit you like to talk. I just wanna be on my mic or on your face where I'm moonwalk. I don't really rock on that block. I just really rock with them stocks. Cop that real estate on that block. Pass that down to all my kinfolk. See, that's running shit, no funny shit. That top flow in that summer penthouse with a beach front under it. And I'm only rapping for the fun of it. I'm chasing summer all year long. I'm catching waves, that billabong. That funk wave of my sin is strong. You say the greatest, I've been involved. I can rap sweeter than the Cinnabon and still go harder than your monologues with a ginger beer in my other palm. I might turn this shit to a Molotov. See, you don't really want that. Run up on a nigga like damn, with a gun set. I don't need a weapon, nigga, sharper than a thumbtack. I got trigger mind, take you tell me where the fun's at. Channel where the drums at. High head of snares and a jet lag here. Swing that shit like a nigga don't care. Half of you ain't dead, y'all nigga just scared. Big boy pissing in your little underwear. And just in case y'all niggas ain't aware, we run this shit to the end of the year. So I make this song for you. And if you decide to come through with your weak ass crew, I'ma run that. I'ma run that. Big boy, I'ma run that. Good girl, I'ma run that. Little nigga, I'ma run that. Good girl, I'ma run that. Little nigga, I'ma run that. Big boy, I'ma run that. I run this shit like Tamagotchi. I run this shit like Tamagotchi. I run this shit like Tamagotchi. I run this shit, ain't no way to stop me. I run this shit like Tamagotchi. I run this shit like Tamagotchi. I run this shit like Tamagotchi. I run this shit.
Big boy.
Okay, now it's working.
We had a little bit of a technical difficulty. I don't think you hear you before.
But so what did you think of that song? I don't think you've heard it before.
No, I've never heard that song. I loved it. I think like Duckworth's really interesting. Like I'm just gonna ask you, one person, two person?
No, it's just Duckworth. He's one guy.
He's one guy.
But like he usually, at least when he was performing, he had like live music. Like he had a guitar player and a bass player. And like that's kind of why I put him on my list, because I think he's like something different, you know. Like he has some like he has like a guitar solo in his song. Like there's lots of like different things like that. I think he's cool. Like honestly, like they put people on the list like him before. Like they had Anderson Paak
is dope. Duckworth, yeah, he's cool. He gives me a lot of Kamau vibes.
I saw an interview with him and like he's like saying his inspiration is like Michael Jackson and then like Nirvana and like all these different people. So he's just like a like collaboration of all these different sounds. I think that's cool.
So I'll just tell the people some facts about Duckworth that I read and researched. Okay. So he's from South LA.
Yeah, he's from LA.
He released a split project with this group called the Kick Drums in 2015 titled Nowhere. In 2016, he released his full-length album titled I'm Ugly. That song that's on there.
It's like a mixtape. I don't know if it's like
an album
thing, but
word.
Yeah, but he also like had a thing with Urban Outfitters. Like he dropped his tape with them. Like it was a cassette.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So he's like, I don't know, he got like some sponsorships. He's like, I think he was at some music festival, not Coachella, but it was like something else. I think like he's on like the Lollapalooza lineup or something. I'm not sure.
Gotcha.
But you know, he's coming up in the game. And it's cool. I like actually met him because I briefly met him. Yeah. So me and Vasu, we do like concert photography sometimes for rappers. And Duckworth was opening up for Rich Brian in Cambridge when he did a show. And so I got to like chill. He said that we could come chill with them backstage and like take pictures of like behind the scenes kind of stuff. And I was there. I was chilling with him and you know, his whole crew And they're really cool. We're talking about like Vans and stuff, like that's skating, cool. All this different stuff. They're just really chill.
That's cool. I like them. Do you want to speak on your next artist, IDK?
Yeah, IDK. I don't know too much about him, honestly. Like, I just know that he's like from Baltimore. He's a Baltimore rapper. I know there's not too many of them.
He signs to who?
I think he's independent.
He's independent?
Yeah, I might have to check on that. But,
okay. I just saw that his debut album did numbers. Like,
yeah, I listened to it. It's pretty good. And now he's on tour with
A$AP Ferg.
Yeah, and Denzel Curry.
Yeah, which is sick. Good for him. Interesting. All right. Well, I'll do some research over this next song, and I'll come back with some facts.
All right. Cool. That sounds like our plan now. So.
You for the cash like my nickname, baby. Used to have a job, but that job barely paid me. Charlie Grill sub, tried the minimum wage, man. Lately, hanging with my niggas, maybe wanna start trouble. If they fight, I'ma fight. Make this shit a royal rumble. I'm a gang nigga till the jump outs come. If the jump outs come, guarantee I'm gon' run. Here's a little story about them boys that hit licks. Ayy, piece of spot, piece of shot. Give me that shit, ayy. Give me that shit, ayy. Give me that shit, ayy. Piece of spot, piece of shot. Give me that shit, ayy. Here's a little story about them boys that hit licks. Ayy, piece of spot, piece of shot. Give me that shit, ayy. Give me that shit, ayy. Give me that shit, ayy. Piece of spot, piece of shot. Give me that shit. I used to wanna hang with Day Day in them.
Day Day in
them. I used to wanna hang with Nelson in them. I used to wanna hang with Dima in them. Till they gave all 340 years in the pen. But that's the way you get respect when you tryna be bout it. Shit, I was going down that road, but my phone kept rerouting. They tryna go the right way, but the left said, hey, you gon' ride, 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 ride for the gang. So now we speeding to the pizza place. Closing up, it's getting late. Someone gotta rob this shit. Everybody look at Jay. Gang, nigga, when them jump outs come. If the jump outs come, guarantee I'm gon' run that shit.
Drop bass is like a fucking gunshot.
Load the clip, I rob, I repeat. Load the clip, I rob, I repeat. Load the clip, I rob, I repeat. Load the clip, I rob, I repeat.
Now everybody get up on the fucking ground. And if you make a sound, I might have to drown them with these rounds.
Knowing I'm no killer, but fuck it, I'm trying to be that nigga. So my acting skills kick in, I'm Michael Jackson off a Thriller.
Where the safe at? Don't make me ask again, where the safe at?
Next question is,
where the tape at?
That's when I seen a red light blinking in peripheral. I took the can's position and reversed it like reciprocal. Ha! I put a gun to her neck, she put a hand on a safe. I hear a car creeping up, and then I tell her to wait.
Hold up, don't make a sound. Just let his ass drive around and you will not feel around.
Meet a villain. Dude known to do more hustling and stealing. Poppy snatch your soul out if you're in your feelings. Never do no types of discussions around dealings.
Get focused, y'all.
Telephone bring repercussions to your well-being. And Instagram put clowns in the jam. Doing 10 straight in a cell, hot plate eating spam. Wanna be the man, but don't see the plan.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Little did they know, what? I'ma hit the front page in 3 days. Damn. These days, peeps do anything to make a buck.
No.
Jack and Jackers like they're trying to win the sweepstakes. Each day, I be fighting for my sanity. Yeah. My host stay mad at me. What? She just a liability. Fuck she you. Called the pizza shop, said she needed a delivery. They arrived, but she broke. Are you kidding me? I got back from answering job calls. I seen a fool hop out the window just by. Is on. I recognize them from the pizza shop. I'm already deducing that my hoe had to have something to do with this.
Okay, so that was Pizza Shop by IDK.
That was hard. I really
like
that.
And that just kind of also, he's like another, like, you know, creative kind of guy. Like, all his songs kind of have like a central theme or some sort of, like, that song was like a story, you know, it was like a story, like he was telling a story. So that's like, you know, just something that's kind of different that I think.
Do you know what his name stands for, IDK?
Oh, I read this. I know it was like on his Twitter. It was like,
I'm about to tell
you. Hold on, don't tell me. It's like inner Wait, give me the first word. Give me the first word.
Ignorantly.
Ignorantly don't know. Wait, ignorantly doing...
Delivering.
Alright, just tell me.
Ignorantly delivering knowledge. Is.
Oh, yeah. That's dope.
He's from Prince George's County in Maryland.
Yeah, it's basically Baltimore. Like, but he was Baltimore.
He was born in England.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was born in England, came here, I don't know at what age, but his career is very new, very, very new career. He released his, like, debut mixtape in 2015. Which is really like just like 3 years ago, which is crazy.
Yeah. And now he's definitely like on the rise.
Yeah.
Like for sure.
3 years, debut mixtape to touring with ASAP Ferg and Denzel Curry. That's crazy.
That's like a good, that's actually very inspiring for like anyone that's, you know, starting out their rap career or whatever.
Shout out Handy.
Yeah.
Shout out our boy Handy. He basically like, he released that debut mixtape. And a lot of people compare his work to like Kendrick's work because of how like fast he's rising. So like,
that's a good point. Yeah.
And then in 2016 he released this album. Or actually, sorry. In 2017 he released "I Was Very Bad," which
that was this album, right?
Which was this
album.
And I know that did numbers. Yeah. It did numbers because like I saw like it was like top on the iTunes charts and. That's when I started paying a little bit more attention to him. But like, I miss this song, and this song's dope.
Yeah, so. It's hard.
Yeah.
So that was my number three. We're gonna have to move through it a little. But number four is
this
JID.
Next guy is also on my list.
No, next I have JID.
Oh, on your list.
Yeah. Just on my list. Like, you know, we've played him before.
Yeah.
He's an Atlanta rapper.
Yeah.
I think he's like one of the best coming out of it. Like, just like. Straight up, like
talent
lyrically,
wise,
rapping wise,
overall like, talent.
Yeah.
Agreed, Jid. Totally.
That's a boy.
Yeah, Jid is. We've played him without even like mentioning him being so like young because he's like just like.
Yeah, he is
so good.
He's also Dreamville.
He's Dreamville.
Simon Dreamville.
I really like him. You went to his show.
Yeah.
How'd you like that?
That was dope. It was lit. Like, and they had like a bunch of Dreamville artists. There was him. There was Earth King and Loot, who I also have on my list, who I'll play. And Chaz French. I don't think he's on Dreamville, but he was like going on tour with them. And it was dope.
That's cool.
It was really fun.
That's dope. Being signed to Dreamville is like that's just so nice. Like to be able to
to
be able to say you're part of like J. Cole, because J. Cole has just a ton of great artists under him. Like Boss. Boss was another artist just like Jid, who was like he like kinda like came out of nowhere, had like a really good like debut like mixtape or album, whatever you want to call it, and then like J. Cole picked him up and like signed to Dreamville, and now he's like an established artist.
I know, you're just like set, like that's it.
Yeah, that's definitely like
move.
And the guidance that J. Cole can give you, you know,
invaluable,
absolutely.
Yeah. So my next artist, Maxo Cream.
This is who I was talking about.
Yeah, he's the Houston guy. I don't think I don't have time to play his song, but if you want to play on your, when we get to.
Yeah, I just want to speak about Maxo. Maxo, super, super, like, awesome new guy, just because, like, I think, like, a lot of people, like, look for, like, a certain sound with music nowadays. Like, a lot of people want to hear, like, the trap, like, Migos flow and, like, the trap, like, Atlanta flow. And, like, he has, like, he has that southern flow. But he doesn't like falter with lyricism. Like his lyricism is up there with like the best, which is just really cool to me, at least, like to be able to like listen to something that like slaps, like the beat just slaps, but it's also like he's just like spitting bars.
Yeah. All right, I gotta play this song.
All right, you got to. This song's good. It's called Go. Yeah. It's off his latest album called Pukin. Let's just get straight into it.
Stenches, they need they mama permission. Bad as hell on suspension, but thugging in the trenches. They hopping in my clicking, hair to my beef. Heard about when I was thugging, Max OC inside the streets. Little nigga 13, got the older niggas plodding on them. Wrinkled ass teeth, even though he got the iron on them. Hopping out of stolos, up
flipping sticks like pogos. Trade pounds and fofos. Algebra, he don't know though. Rob, rob, kick though. Pray to God that this lit go. Serve raw endo. 20 deep at the sicko. My shooter so young, they was born in the millennium. Get the job done. Got a problem, then they killing them.
Got young niggas, young dumb niggas. Go young niggas, go dumb niggas. Got crib niggas, got blood niggas. Some real killers, some drug dealers. Got crash on me, that blast from me. That tash from me, that crash from me. Go young nigga, go dumb nigga. Go young nigga, go dumb nigga. Got young niggas, young dumb niggas. Go young nigga, go dumb nigga. Got crib niggas, got blood niggas. Some real killers, some drug dealers. Got crash on me, that blast from me. That tash from me, that crash from me. Go young nigga, go dumb nigga. Go young nigga, go dumb nigga.
We the young niggas in the trenches that be brother Jamenchi. Don't even post a picture with no money. We coming to get it. I hit a lick on a sucker. You should've known something was fishy. Stupid ass. I fuck that bitch and I blood her, cause she always helping my business. Damn, bitch. I took out that mouth like a dentist. Now I got her up in the finish. Why you crying? On some bad boy with.
Dumb niggas, go young nigga, go dumb nigga. Got crib niggas, got blood niggas. Some real killers, some drug dealers. Got crash on me, that blast from me. That stash from me, that crash from me. Go young nigga, go dumb nigga. Go young nigga, go dumb nigga. Got young niggas.
Yeah, so that's a little taste of Maxo Cream. That song goes hard. That song, it goes. That's the name of the song. It's Go.
Nice one, Evan.
Yeah. So the next artist is probably one of my favorite artists on the list. It's also on yours. It's Ski Mask.
Ski Mask.
So Ski Mask is Slum Guy. You know, had to put him on there. Had to represent South Florida, Broward County. You know, my home. That's where he's from. And Ski Mask is blowing up. He's doing big things too. And it's like he was one of like the part of that wave that was like SoundCloud is like taking over now.
Yeah,
it's like him and like you X. know, yeah, because he was like a members only rapper, like him and X like linked up, made some songs. And
yeah, so, if we're gonna be technical about the list, I think like Ski is too big to make it on the list, but that's not the point of this. We're just trying to like talk about artists we'd like.
I don't know. I feel like out of 10, if you're gonna pick 10 people, like he could be on there.
I don't
He's
know.
Not
I think
that, like
I think it's not about him getting like I think he could get an invitation. It's just about him like accepting it, because so many artists get invitations but decline to be on it because it's like. Like, if you're so big already and you've already got your success and you don't need, like, double XL to, like, put you...
Yeah, but I don't think he's at that point yet. Like, he's really only had one, like, kind of popular song.
Baby Wipe. Baby
like,
Wipe.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't say that's, like, well-known, though.
I don't know. You're right. I mean, it's tough. Like, okay. He doesn't have... His album hasn't dropped yet. He had a mixtape that dropped, but he didn't have an album that dropped yet. So yeah, I think like once his album drops, we'll be able to like, that's a good point actually. Like his album hasn't dropped, so maybe he would be on XXL.
Yeah.
So.
But this is, I just want to play this song. It's like a little, it's not really well known, but I like it. I think it's
You want to tell him the name?
It's called Where's the Blow.
Cool out wristbands looking like a hitman, but a nigga trying to hit a lip man. Took her to the bathroom, fucking through the zip man. Left her leg shaking like the crib dance. Who that had the fun, don't think that that's a crib man. Pay that man and told him no tip man. Packy out pack, got my eyes low, it man. Now I'm on go like the rip man. Ay, go, 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 go.
Where's the blow? Where's the
go? Go, 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 go. Where's the go, 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 go. Where's the Ricky Bobby, shaking bait, fast lane, okay, ay. Bitch like a 10-piece, shake it big, told that bitch catch me, shoot from the hip, I'm a hippie, suck on my dick like a sippy, I told that shit with your lips feet, that's why your wife looking sickly, she said that my dick look spiffy, and that I hustle like Nipsey,
ay. I keep the crack in my sock, down, I keep the scope on my mark, down, wifey shit giving me talk, down, look what I love so rough, down, slapping the bitch in my pistol, ay, that means they wild like a pillow, oh, ski mask will hit you with missile, down, ain't your bitch a lot of skater, 33 shots at a neck, down, 33 shots at my tip, down, 33 shots at a vest, ooh, your nigga flexing with Jay, ay, my chain be icy like glitter, glitter, I fuck your bitch and a sister, down, I think I do got a pistol, Lupo just call up his hitter, ay.
Yeah, so that was his song. Also, Lil Pump's in that song, which I think is funny. But that was Ski Mask.
I like that song. Yeah. That's a good Ski Mask song. Yeah, I mean, I like back to your point. I think like you're right. Like I think like it's tough to say if he is that big yet. Just to me, he's so big. Just like it's weird.
I know because we're like obviously like we're exposed to him. Like
it's also weird because like he like his music release structure is like hella different. Like, I mean, everyone's music release structure is just hella different. Like, the majority of his plays are on YouTube or on SoundCloud,
right?
And he doesn't even put like some of those songs that are blowing up on YouTube on like Apple Music or Spotify
or anything. Yeah,
so with Ski, like this song we had to download because it's not on Apple Music. So with Ski, I think like when his album drops, we'll be able to his career will be in a more established state, because right now he's a little bit like scattered all over the place. Yeah. Like he has good features,
figuring stuff out,
and good song. Yeah, he's figuring stuff out. You're right. You want to speak on your next artist?
Well, if we have time, I want to switch over to your list soon. But all right. But basically my next few artists, I kind of want to get to this one guy. He's another, you know, there was Loot, who I talked about a little bit, the Dreamville artist. And then Boogie, who we don't really know too much about him, but I know he's opening for Joey on his upcoming tour.
Yeah, Joey Badass. That's my favorite rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out Joey Badass.
And then this guy, his name is LeJon Slim. He's also another one who I just discovered, like looking at the list.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's also from Broward. So he's from Fort Lauderdale. So it's literally like where I'm from.
That's your hometown, yo.
Yeah, so
I might see him.
I might run into him on the street.
This might be like he might contact you and be
yo,
like,
"Yo, LeJon Slim, if you see me, let me get a feature." But
you're playing songs on the radio, yeah.
Yeah, this song is called Haitians, which is pretty indicative of the culture in South Florida. Like, there's Haitian Pride Day. You go down the street in Fort Lauderdale, there's people like on their cars holding the Haitian flags. Like, it's a big deal. Like, we have a lot of Haitian culture, a lot of immigrants. So this is just like his paying homage to his culture. I like it.
Choppers, stop, I say to all my Asians. My first blood call me Lajon. I run with the Pat Walter Payton. My zone made the beat, what I do to it. Woo. Dance on the devil like woo on it. Lajon my name and I'm true to it. I run with that red and that blue on me. Haitian priest named Sue. She took a candle and blew. I am a blessing, hot chew. Now the devil feel me, what it do? Yeah, nigga hotter than Pickles. School ain't these niggas, no sesame. I get that bread with them Haitians, no sesame. I run the game like a referee. Why your bitch trying to get next to me? Texting me, trying to get next to me. Give her that stroke like I'm dancing a compa. T-Vice, she feeling my energy. On my Zoes, you don't want to be my enemy. Shout out Zoe and Rob, know they feeling me. Treat them Zoes like fam, know they kidding me. Listen, dog, you done brought her the wrong tree. Get like Haitian mommy like she sauce spa. Stella got a group at war now. For the lies, my boy, I'm ghost now. Why me pull up in a ghost?
In the field with my Haitians. In the field with my Haitians.
Lies on, lies on, lies on.
I'm in the field with my Haitians.
Suck out fat.
I'm in the field with my Haitians.
To my soul, well, let's get.
I'm in the field with my ex.
Lies on.
I'm in the field with my ex.
Lies on, lies on.
Said I'm in the field with my ex.
Stop, I say.
I'm in the field with my ex.
Suck, I fell to my soul.
I got Zoes in Broad County.
Bro.
I got Zoes in Dead County. Grill plate for a bandit.
Cut him.
Leave his head on the porch.
Blah.
But you won't hear shit about it.
Nope.
Boy, them Zoes moving silent.
Let's get him.
Won't hear a rat. Pissing no cotton. Catch a wet slip and be quiet. I'm dripping sauce to Jumu. Hate on my Haitians, why do you?
Nope.
I see a red dot on your forehead. You don't have a blues clue. 40,000 for the people.
Ching.
Know the red for the grimace.
Nope.
Some of my Zoes, they illegal.
La-Zo.
I cannot hear and speak evil. Haitian boy swag off the meter.
Woo.
Put the hand in my cup as the leader.
Pour.
I'm dripping swag, but cool.
Damn.
They feel a young nigga voodoo.
Slow.
I come through, they don't know what to do.
Nope.
For a city, La-Zo be the truth.
So LaJon Slim.
That was interesting.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Like I don't think he has that many songs, to be honest, but
you know anything interesting about him? Like, you know, like how he's like, did he start on SoundCloud? Is he a SoundCloud rapper? Is he like, what is he, a YouTube rapper? Is he just a...
I would think, just like taking a guess, just based on like how Broward rappers are, because there's like two types of Broward rappers. There's like how I show, like Ski Mask and like XXX Tentacion. There's like those kind of rappers, like, and those are the main like SoundCloud rappers. And then there's like rappers like LaJon Slim and like another one, like they're kind of like the Kodak type rappers. And I feel like they kind of like grind more through like word of mouth and like social media, which in like YouTube. So that's, I don't know for sure, but I have a feeling that's how LaJon Slim started too. So that was number 9 on my list. Number 10, like I said, I wanted to include a woman rapper on there. So I had Malibu Mitch, which I thought she's pretty good. She's also like a new discovery for me. She's from the Bronx. I feel like there's always like endless rappers from any given place in New York. So that's just like a given. So if we have time, I'll play her songs. But I want to pass it over to you, Vasu.
I just want to take a moment to say that was dope. I like heard a lot of cool stuff. Like really like JIDK, that song you showed me. Yeah, like it was cool. We played some Maxo. I also really liked the Duckworth song you showed me. That was
that's nice.
That was really nice. So like what happened originally, guys, is like we had a little bit of a mic difficulty at the beginning of the show.
I guess unless by miracle like they heard you, but
even if they did, it was probably confusing. Yeah. So just to clear things up, you guys probably didn't hear my list, so I'm just gonna read it off again. So yeah, like this list was tough to pick. Like I had to make like a first draft and then a second draft because there's just so many artists that I really like. But these are artists that I think like I really really like, and I think are like talented and like would have like good careers. And like, yeah, just that I really like heavily enjoy listening to. So the first one was Famous Dex. He should have gone Double XL last year, but he got snubbed because of some allegations regarding him.
Yeah,
that are serious. So no joke there, but like
I don't know if you could say he got snubbed. It was kind of like he just was not included.
Well, if we're gonna go into that discussion, then you could say the same thing about X. X had the same allegations against him, but he got it.
I'm not saying like, oh, like it's like perfect, but I don't like saying he got snubbed is kind of like saying like he like, you know, like they were like sleeping on
no,
him.
No. I think it was just a matter of like that XXL is like a company and they have like PR to do and like they,
yeah,
but their decisions are kind of weird. I don't know why they would have let like the allegations against X stand.
Yeah, I know. At least like be consistent. Like
that's regardless. Yeah. This whole like show isn't about Double XL. It's just about like the artists, like new artists that we really like.
Yeah.
So you want, yeah. So that was Dex, Young Nudie, Atlanta artist. He blew up because he's 21 Savage's cousin.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. So yeah, he's 21's cousin. He's collabed with like really good producers, Metro.
On the Nudie, what's it called? Nudie Land?
Nudie Land is his newest album. He had two albums before that, Slime Ball 1 and Slime Ball 2. Both are really good. But he kind of blew up when he released Nudie Land. Then there's Gunna. I really like Gunna. He's also from Atlanta. He is unsigned. He's signed to Young Thug. And Gucci actually like wants to sign Gunna. But Young Thug like tweeted at Gucci being like, yo. Like,
oh, I saw that. That's what that was about? Their whole like little Twitter interaction?
So Gucci was like, yo, at Gunna, he was like, yo, I'll give you like a mil or something to like sign to 1015, which is like Brick Squad, which is like Gucci's
1017.
Yeah. 1017 in like what's it called? Young Thug was like, nah, bro, like that's my artist.
That's my
like
guy.
I'm paying him good money, like don't worry, he doesn't need that kind of money. And then
headhunting over here.
That Gucci has been, honestly. Gucci's also been after like this other artist called Lil Baby, who's similar. I'm not really into that as much, but I know a lot of people are.
Who's the next guy on your list? Or person, sorry.
So the next guy I think is like one of the most talented, and he honestly shouldn't be on this list because he's been in the music game for a while. So he's not that new per se, but he might be new in the mainstream. His name is Sir. He's the newest TDE signee. And yeah, like he just has really good music. He's like more R&B. He's not really a rapper, but still dope.
Yeah, isn't Sir like he wasn't he like kind of like emulating like her? Like, you know her, that's like also another she's like a singer. She's on Daniel Caesar
album. I don't know, maybe. I mean, he has like the lowercase letter in between.
And I saw on Twitter like all his album covers are like a play off of
really
her. Yeah, no, it's her, H-E-R.
Yeah, that's like that. Okay, you might know this better than I will, because I don't know anything about her, but yeah, his first album is Her, and then the next album is Her 2, and he just came out with like another one. So maybe it is a
play. Yeah, I don't know, he's doing some weird stuff. But
who is the Her, like who is that?
She's so she's a singer. She I only know her because of the Daniel Caesar album. She's on Best Part. Okay. She's like a dope song. But she's like her identity is like anonymous, kind of like, oh, there's no pictures of her really. Like when she performs, it's like she's like a silhouette, like the lights behind her, so like you don't really know what she looks like. And that's her whole like thing.
Okay, interesting. So yeah, that's Sir. Then I have Jid. We've talked about him. It was on Evan's list. Yeah. I have Ski Mask. I have Maxo. I have Cousin Stiz. And then in my ninth spot, I put these two artists together because they kind of run as a duo. They definitely have separate music careers, but Uno the Activist and Thousand Band Fani, very, very SoundCloud rappers. Literally, whole careers are based off SoundCloud. They're just breaching into like this little mainstream, kind of mainstream. But yeah, so I think they're both really interesting. If you're into like Playboi Carti, you might know about them.
They're Atlanta, right?
They're Atlanta, yeah. Awful Records was like this this group of rappers from Atlanta. It includes like Father. So if you've heard of
I like Father.
You like Father?
Yeah, I think
okay, so Playboi Carti was like originally part of that group. He was like, he ran with like Father and like these other artists that I think Ethereal, there's another artist named Ethereal. So yeah, like they also, so that kind of crew ran with each other, and they also ran with like Uno the Activist and Thousand Band Fami.
Oh, that's cool.
So I have a song with them on there. And then my last one is Valet. Super, super, very, very new actually. Like I only found out about him like 2 weeks ago.
I don't know nothing about him.
So he's the latest good music signee. And he dropped an EP, which is awesome. If you get the chance, you should listen to it. The song I'm going to play is with him and Vic Mensa, another great Chicago artist. It's called Dim Sum. It's really good.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, he's very, very new on the scene. I don't know anything about him. I just like really like his music. And yeah, I mean, he's signed to good music. How can you go wrong with that, you know? Good music.
Good manager right there.
That's the best. I mean, yeah. I would argue that's like one of the best labels to be signed to.
For sure.
So yeah, let's just get straight into it. My first song is
it's the Gunna song.
Oh, it's the Gunna song. Yeah. What's it called?
It's called No Joke.
All right, bet.
How about Paul Mains? Perfect no lanes. Don't play no games. Ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. Don't do no hate. Ain't got no main. They cook pain. Got that pole. How about Paul Mains? Ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. How about Paul Mains? Ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. I might roll race. Swerving no lanes. Do my game, game. Till I'm gone. Till I'm gone. Yeah. Got guys like Hamaco. Hey. Got this cash, I got more. Hey, don't need no flares, lightning bolts. Hey, smash, I got racks in the dashboard. I bought it in jail without my passport. And they cut my ties, you a bad source. Informing that nigga, work a task force. Yeah, I got racks, ho. And we'll pass a hoe. She want a young metro.
Baby girl got the best throw. Bitch, I'm going in beach mode. I land in heat, bro. Please keep my lean cold. G5, she lens. Don't see you cheat, ho. 65 bins. Yeah, this the big bro. It cost me 10. I got 3 paddles. Been buying new rare clothes. I drippin' Rick, oh. I rock on main. Perfect on lane. Don't play no games. Ain't no joke. Don't do no hate. Ain't got no main. Let that cook pain. Got that pole. I rock ball main. Ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. I rock palm main. Ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. I might roll race. Swerving on lanes. Let my gang gang. Till I'm gone. Till I'm gone. Yeah. My bitch got camel toe. Hey. Sweet like cantaloupe. Hey. Got my bag from Walker Roach. Inside the bank, made the deposit, dog. Why they hating sound with booming naughty dog? Scratch me a new coupe, I got it polished, dog. Imagine in that legit, look like Molly Moore. Can't ball, young nigga ball.
So what'd you think of that?
That's Gunna.
That's Gunna.
Yeah. So we got a lot of Atlanta. I didn't know he was from Atlanta.
Yeah. Either.
I thought for some reason he was from like Texas or something, or like New Orleans or something.
Nah, he signed a Young Thug.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He kind of sounds like Young Thug.
Yeah, he does. He does. Definitely.
I feel that in like the beat, like, you know.
He also copies his like mixtapes. Like, so Young Thug's mixtapes are all Slime Season. He does Drip Season. So that's.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that actually.
Yeah.
It's like. But yeah, I can definitely tell. It's like,
What do you think? You like it? It was all right.
It's a vibe. I don't know, honestly. I don't know if I'm like personally like
inclined to that,
to like listen to But I'm open minded.
Yeah. All right. This next song is Young Nudie, 4L Gang. I can't say the last word.
Stuff.
Gang Stuff. And yeah, like I think similar vibe to Gunna, but different artist.
A little different, yeah. Nudie Land. Yeah, I've heard that song. You told me to listen to this album, so I listened to it.
Yeah.
This is one of the better songs on the album, actually.
Yeah. So yeah, similar vibe. This next song is really interesting. It's the artist Valet, the last artist I was talking about.
Okay. I'm excited for this one. I never heard anything about him. I don't even know who he is. So.
Really? All right. I'm excited to see your opinion. So yeah, this is him, Vic Mensa, Dim Sum. Yeah, I want to see what Evan thinks of this song.
Alright.
Pop it off, boy. 2017, yeah.
I don't know about you, but I got my own money. $1,000 on me, it's half fashion on me.
Vino Valentino.
Don't know about you.
Me and Valet got the city hot. Valet the DB11, the Diddy spot. I don't usually rap about the shit I got. You a hater for a living, that's a shitty job. I just made 2 mil, I don't really rock. My IG inbox is full of forget-me-nots. They know I got my own money. Handmade t-shirt, it's off white Murakami. Met her at Equinox, she got no Tommy. Hey, Cartier lenses, I see the Fuchsia 2020. Hey, you hate your life, you checking the price. I don't use Tinder, all I do is swipe. Glock 17 is I kiss you goodnight. I'm not 17, bitch, I don't wanna fight. Just performed at Playhouse. Left with a play Bonnie. Michael Jordan Steakhouse. Filet saute onions. He say he gon' rob me, he think he Davis. Ha ha, that shit funny. Get your girl, she on my line. She forgot her panties. Vino!
I don't know about you, but I got my own money. 100,000 on me. And have fashion on me. Hey, hey, hey. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I got my own money. 100,000 on me. It's have fashion on me. Hey, hey. Sitting at the light, I rock off white. Photo is white, my diamond bright. Stayed up tonight, laid up you right. You Saint Laurent, David, you're mine. You tripping, yeah, I'm gonna leave you. Cross shoulder Gucci knapsack, I see you. Promethazine with no ice, don't need you. Push up in the dry with no top, don't need it. Stop and wipe off my mark, jealous, they bleeding. Hey, hey, yeah. I'm off with Percocet 30, don't need it. Yeah, yeah. That ain't no real activist, you can keep it though. Bitch, tomato, that's why she conceded. Mm-hmm. I can see shit clear, clear, clear. I rock a song, so I see the full shit clear.
So that was Valet. Valet. It's spelled Valley, two E's.
Pronounced Valet, Valet. Though, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I've heard that song before. I don't know why.
It's because you definitely have. I've definitely played it for you.
Maybe.
It's also
maybe.
The song. It's also the song because I've really liked this song, so I've like low key
been bumping it. Probably yeah. Probably
this is a song that I said like, oh, Handy's playing it, and then I went in his room.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, I remember now. Yeah. So I've been exposed to you were subconsciously like training me.
Exactly.
So I would like it. Okay.
Exactly. So you do like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like, you know,
it's good.
It's like a little. It's not like too aggressive. Yeah. Not too like singy. It's like. I have a good idea of who he is now.
Gotcha. You should definitely check out his EP. I'm forgetting what it's called.
I know. You guys keep saying his EP is like...
His EP was good.
Yeah, I'll listen to it.
I just listened to it tonight, actually.
Oh, because, wow.
I heard this song first, and I liked it a lot, and I really didn't know about him, just like you, and I was like, oh, let me go listen to his EP. It's only 6 songs. It's dope. Yeah, so same goes out for anyone out there who might be interested. If you guys like that song... Check out his EP. It was good. I liked it. This next song is Thousand Band Fani and Uno. I really like this song. The video is like just as cool as the song. It's directed by Cole Bennett, which is one of my favorite like video directors out right now. And yeah, let's just get straight into it.
Fuck the bitch, just stroke. I'm an honest like Al Roker. Niggas won't get close. I'ma shoot the boy if he get close. Shawty won't get close, but I told the hoe don't get close.
Don't get close, what I said. That my game, no disrespect. That my boy, so you know I gon' rap. So the baby feel on to my D to this rain. I'm gon' feel on to that pussy till I leave him back. I'm gon' aim right at your head, nigga, fuck a vest. Ooh, wipe the blood, sprinkle down your fucking chest. Got it down the mud, no, we wasn't supposed to be right here. Now, nigga, better hold it down. I'ma come in with 100 rounds. Kick down the door, blow it down. Me and Fani smoke 100 pounds. Wasn't Atlanta, it's London now. Baby, can check the sweat. Baby, I might just pull up with the cover down. And I love us out your bag.
Snoop Dogg
with the hoes. They just won't get blowed. Came in with the Xanax, so Molly won't get thrown. Shawty won't work on the pole, won't dance on that pole. Boyfriend try to rob me, think I'm up that pole. She wants up the soul out of me, won't collect my soul. Baby girl, I'm on my grind, you can call me Young Chris Cole. Can't work at a closed store, cause I can never fold. Young King Tuck with the gold, baby, I love my gold. Vivian's gon' show the way and light up the road, cause shit's so dark and I need a path just to show. Show me fuck in the road, but I'ma make the right choice though. Either way I go, roll around, let's go. And even then talk down, put my name up in the dirt. But I came from that mud, so that shit never hurt. They won't talk down on me, they walk around, get murked. Got a stick on me too low, but the trust, it ain't the first.
So, that was okay. That was Uno and Fani. That's how they go by, like
Uno and Fani.
A lot of people don't.
Only is Thousand Band Fani. Spelled really weird.
It's spelled really weird.
There's like an X in it.
I like the way it's spelled. It's like, all right, well, not to promote any kind of.
All right, just go ahead.
It's so it's like Thousand Band, like Zan. But I just think it's interesting the way it's spelled.
And
but
Uno a lot of people the activist.
Uno the activist, but a lot of people just call them Fani and Uno.
Okay.
So that was that. The last song I have.
We have time for this last song, actually.
Yeah, it's perfect. The last song I have is from Sir. It's Wes. It's like $W$boy. But the whole song he's saying like West Side Boy. So I usually just call it West Side Boy.
Okay, that makes sense.
So yeah, I like really like this song. A little bit of a different vibe, but hopefully you guys still like it.
I think I will.
Real love is dangerous. But I never cared when it came to us. She was an angel. She just wanted to play her role. She'd be cool and it's simple. I don't know who she knows. She don't know what I've been through. That makes it better. That makes it easy. We laugh about it all the time. She don't believe me, but the only way you'll ever catch me posted up on 76 and San Pedro is if she needs me.
I'm not the one that drew the line. That doesn't mean that I don't know better. It's black and white.
And if I leave, I may not make it back tonight. I hop in a G-Ride anyway. Here to the east side anyway.
She come outside and we gone. She know I can't stay long. I'm a West Side boy. 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 I'm a West Side boy.
I grew up on the other side of Figueroa. Mama's mama came to California from Louisiana. Never bang, never claim to set. But if they gon' try to put me in a coffin, I'ma hit them with the
nigga. I'm not the one that drew the line. That doesn't mean that I don't know better.
It's black and white. And if I leave, I may not make it back tonight. So I hop in the G-Ride anyway.